Positive Hits, 89.9 and 90.5. Hi, this is Mike Kelly. Glad you're joining me today. Lots of fun hanging out with my buddy John Micah from Cutlass. They're going to be in concert for Awakening Festival coming up September 17th and 18th. And John, we were just rapping a little bit about kids and about raising them. Your daughter, how old is she?
She's 1.5.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's like, okay, she rolls over. We're excited.
Well, yeah, she's running around. She's learning words right now and...
Okay.
And she's right at that age, kind of. We call her little baby dinosaur. She's running around destroying everything.
Oh, nice, you know? Nice.
We need getting to raise the cupboards and, you know, rearranging everything. And
so, as a new dad, I need some advice, man. What do I do? Like you just said, like 1 year old, she's running around. I'm sitting here thinking, what? Really?
Yeah. Oh man, hang on for the ride for sure. I don't know. I think this sounds, it's not the funnest thing. I have to say, approaching discipline with a biblical philosophy is so huge.
Hmm.
And these little kids, we don't give them enough credit. You know, when we talked about being born with a sin nature, you know, I never had to teach them how to lie or steal or any of those things. And yet,
right,
we've had to cross all those bridges.
Right.
Like, I think when Caleb was about 3, we had to cover the stealing thing because he, you know, lifted a pack of gum or something and I caught it.
And, but Dad, they have lots of it.
I never taught him that. And, it's been amazing. Before I was doing the band, I used to work as a youth pastor at a church, and we'd, you know, do summer camps and all that kind of stuff. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, it was really incredible. You could see, like, I, without even knowing anything about a kid's background, I could tell you the kids that were well-disciplined at home and the ones that weren't.
Oh, gotcha.
And just the consistency. One of the hardest things about being a parent, I think, is to be consistent in your discipline.
Hmm.
Because your tendency is, you know, you love this kid, you don't want to hurt them, you know what I mean, and they're crying, and it's especially been hard for me. It's a little bit harder, I think, for the dads with a daughter. With a son, it's like, get up, boy, you're going to be all right.
That's right, rub some dirt on it.
yeah, with a daughter, she's a little more dramatic, and you're, you know, I don't know, I think it's for dads especially, it's a little harder, but it really is true. If, you know, you got to be consistent with these kids. You got to set boundaries and really make sure that you're sticking to it.
Right.
Otherwise, they just they manipulate you and
I gotcha.
With whatever they want. And next thing you know, you find that your life is miserable because your kid's out of control. You can't get them to do anything. They're not obeying. And I see it all the time. You know, as we travel and stuff, I see these parents. Their goal is to love on their kids, but you don't realize when the Bible talks about, you know, with the spare the rod, spoiling the child, and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it even goes so far as to say that you hate your child if you do not discipline him. And it's like, really, man, that sounds so harsh, you know.
Right.
When you see it in reality, it really plays out. And I've just been so thankful. We have some friends that have actually... they kind of slacked at first on it.
Right, right.
Starting to pay the price for it, and now they've really kind of clamped down. And it's been amazing to see the changes in their whole family.